fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again!
Come on, Silver! Let's go, Big Fellow! Hi-yo, Silver!
It was a moonlit night, and as the Lone Ranger and Tonto topped a rise, they saw a strange sight on the trail ahead. A Mustang was rearing on his hind legs. A man lay prostrate on the ground in front of him. It seemed that the horse turned outlaw was trying to kill the man. And the Lone Ranger and Tonto urged their mounts to greater speed.
Come on, Silver!
Stop!
But as they drew closer, they could see that the man on the ground had a tight hold on the horse's reins, and that the Mustang was only trying to get away. Tonto took a tight hold on the Mustang's bridle as the Lone Ranger dismounted.
Oh. So you've hurt your arm.
There's United States mail in that pouch. If you touch it...
There's no need for the warning. We only want to help you. So you're a Pony Express rider.
That's right.
What happened?
The Mustang went down. I went with him, but... I managed to hold on to the reins.
He hitch pony. Take a look at leg. Him lame.
Yeah, so am I.
You hurt your leg, too?
Yeah. I can't stand up. My ankle. Oh!
Sorry. It's only a sprain, though. Now, let's see the arm.
No, don't touch it.
I don't have to know that it's broken. We'll set it and apply a splint.
For outlaws, you're mighty obliging.
We're not outlaws. Take it easy while I find a splint.
With Tonto's help, the Lone Ranger set the Pony Express rider's broken arm. They placed it in a sling and bandaged the sprained ankle. Then...
How are you feeling now?
Oh, better. But how am I going to get the mail through? Is the imp very lame?
Are you heading east?
Yeah.
How far is the next station?
It's only a few miles, Bar W Ranch.
You may ride with me.
What? You'll take me into the station wearing that mask?
As a matter of fact, my friend and I were heading for the Bar W Ranch. Bert Wilson should be expecting us.
You're a friend of Bert's?
Well, not exactly. We'll leave you to bring in the Mustang, Tonto.
Look, Kimasabi.
It's horsehair, braided.
Me find it tied tight round left foreleg, above fetlock. It make legs swell. That's why Mustang go lame.
A thin horsehair braid tied around the leg. It's an Injun trick.
It's been used by others. I suppose you picked up this mount at the station west of here.
That's right, mister.
Well, the man in charge must be rather careless.
Hank Meredith? Well, he's new, but horsehair tied like that is hard to spot. If some Injun slipped into the stable tonight...
It doesn't sound likely to me. However, we'll investigate.
You will?
Now, what's your name?
Johnny Lane.
Well, Johnny, I happen to be as interested as you are in seeing the mail go through. I can't tell you any more than that, but believe me, it's true. Now we'll get you into the saddle.
Hey!
What's the matter?
You picked me up as if I were a tumbleweed.
You aren't very heavy. Steady, Silver. There you are. Easy, big fellow. I'll wait for you at the ranch, Toto.
Me leave Mustang plenty slow.
I'll have finished my business with Wilson by the time you get there. Come on, Silver.
Bert Wilson, the owner of the Bar W, was waiting in front of the ranch house with Larry Keene, the express rider, who would carry the mail from the ranch east to Riverdale. His Mustang was saddled and ready to go, and he consulted his watch.
Johnny's overdue. 5 minutes.
First time for him.
Well, here he comes. See him? Top of the rise.
That isn't one of our horses.
No. Big white horse. Carrying double.
That's Johnny, though, waving to us. Better get mounted. I'll switch the mailbag.
Right. Bert. That man who's riding with Johnny is wearing a mask.
You keep your gun in your holster.
An outlaw.
You just mind your own business. I'll vouch for the masked man. Here they come. Get ready to ride.
Oh, Silver. Oh, easy, steady, big fella. Here's the mail pouch.
Got it.
In a matter of seconds, the mail pouch was transferred to Larry's mount, and he spurred off toward the east along the moonlit Overland Trail.
Get up, there, boy. Get up.
Then the Lone Ranger dismounted.
Easy, steady, big fella.
And lifted Johnny from the saddle.
Here you come.
Well, now, what happened to you, Johnny?
Imp went lame and took a tumbler. I went down with him.
Good thing a friend came along to pick you up.
And this masked man is a friend of yours.
I never saw him before in my life.
Huh?
But I've heard of him, and I've been expecting him. Is it all right to tell him who you are, mister?
Well, I'm sure Johnny can be trusted.
Johnny, this is the Lone Ranger.
What? Well, I'll be hornswoggled. Now I understand why he's going to investigate what happened. Bert, this hombre's Indian friend, found some braided horsehair tied tight around the imp's left foreleg. He was deliberately lamed.
Is that so?
We'll talk about it later, Bert. Now I think we should get Johnny to bed.
Yeah, this way, mister. Just
all right.
Me.
A few minutes later, the Lone Ranger and Bert settled down for their talk in the office of the ranch house.
You received General Warren's letter, Bert.
Yes, I have it right here, but he didn't say much. Just that there might be trouble, and that you would be paying me a visit.
Well, I'll explain. As you know, England and Russia are at war.
What's that got to do with us, with the Pony Express?
England's our friend.
Time was.
But times have changed. England's our friend, and the British Admiralty is going to use the Pony Express to send dispatches from London to their Far Eastern fleet.
You don't say.
It's a great deal faster than sending them by ship around Cape Horn. The State Department has asked the Army to cooperate to make sure the dispatches get through.
You mean the Army's going to send escorts along with the pony riders? Why, it'll slow the service to a walk.
No, that isn't the idea. The Army's main job will be to keep the Overland Trail free of marauding Indians.
We haven't had much trouble with them lately.
I know. I've been given a specific job, which doesn't concern the Indians at all. You may be able to help me.
Sure thing.
A man named Roger Kane showed up in Mountain City a few weeks ago. Since then, he's disappeared. But it may be that he's hiding somewhere along this stretch of the express route. If he is, we can expect trouble. My job is to find him before he has a chance to make any.
He's a crook?
His real name is Baron Orloff. He's a Russian spy.
Well, now.
Here's his picture. Have you ever seen him?
Yeah, fancy-looking dude.
I don't imagine he'll be wearing clothes like that out here. He may have grown a beard. Take a good look at the features.
No, I've never seen him.
Well, Toto and I'll patrol the trail from here to Mountain City until Orloff is found.
Are the British dispatches coming through already?
No. Oh, by the way, what's the name of the rider who just left for Riverdale?
It was Larry Keene. He's due back day after tomorrow.
I see. He'll be carrying the first of the dispatches on the trip after this one. I'm telling you in strictest confidence, Burke.
I won't breathe a word of it. But do you figure this Russian knows when they'll be coming through?
He may.
And he means to hold up the mail between here and Mountain City.
It's possible.
It's a long stretch of trail and a rough one. There are lots of places where a rider could be ambushed.
Now that Johnny's hurt, who'll be riding in his place?
Why, there's an extra rider standing by in Mountain City, Bob Turner. I'll send my wrangler, Duke Headley, on with the next pouch. After that, Bob will take over.
I wonder if someone wanted Johnny out of the way.
Huh?
His horse was lame. Whoever tied the hair around the imp's leg hoped that he'd fall and that Johnny would be hurt.
But you're not accusing Hank Meredith of a trick like that.
Oh, I'm accusing no one. However, I have a few questions I'd like Hank Meredith to answer. Will you give me a note to him?
Sure.
And one to the express agent in Mountain City.
Sure thing.
As soon as Tonto gets here with the imp, we'll be heading west.
At dawn, when the Lone Ranger and Tonto reached Hank Meredith's relay station, they found only the smoking embers of what had once been a cabin and stables. They dismounted and searched the ruins. They found nothing.
If this was an Indian attack, Hank Meredith made his escape.
Me not think Indians burn station.
Why, Tonto?
Well, ground plenty soft. You look at hoof prints. All horses wear shoes. Not many Indian ponies wear shoes.
Well, whoever burned the station drove off the horses.
That right. Trail lead to north. It easy to follow.
Well, let's go then.
Look here. Here, fresh hoof print. Head west. One horse.
The one Hank Meredith rode, perhaps.
Maybe so.
It would be natural for him to head for Mountain City to report to the district manager. We'll follow the trail to the north first, Tonto.
Easy, said he's got easy, fella.
Come on, Silver.
Get up, scout.
It was hill country to the north of the station, and the Lone Ranger and Tonto followed the trail all day long. At dusk, they drew rein on the rim of an upland valley. Below them, a band of horses were grazing.
The Mustangs from the station.
That's right.
Not a man in sight. They weren't driven off.
Somebody turn them loose at station.
Indians wouldn't have done that. I'm convinced now that Hank Meredith set fire to the cabin and the stables himself. There's absolutely no evidence of anyone else being around the place.
Why him do that?
I can only guess, Tonto.
What do you think?
Well, we're practically certain that Orloff is somewhere around here. That he means to hold up the Pony Express when the British dispatches start coming through. Suppose Hank Meredith is working with him. It wouldn't surprise me if Hank has gone to Mountain City to report that Indians have attacked his station. If everyone believes there are renegade Indians around, then Indians will be blamed as a matter of course if there's a holdup.
Not if Pony Express riders say different.
But Johnny Lang has been hurt. From now on, it will be a substitute rider called Turner who will be carrying the mail between the Bar W and Mountain City. If I'm right at all, I'm right all the way. If Hank Meredith is working for Orloff and was responsible for Johnny's accident, then the man who's scheduled to take Johnny's place, this Turner, is someone Orloff and Meredith can trust.
Maybe so.
There's a chance we may be able to find out for sure in Mountain City. Come on, Silver!
I'm up south!
At that moment, Hank Meredith was making his report to Jeff Harding, the district manager of the Pony Express, and Bob Turner, the standby rider, in Mountain City.
There are about 50 of them. I couldn't make out from their paint what tribe they were from, but I saw them in time and hightailed it. I didn't stop riding until I got to the ridge west of the station. I watched them from there.
What did they do?
Burned the station to the ground and drove off the horses.
Which way'd they go?
North.
I'll send word to Fort Lincoln by the next mail. And I'll send some men back with you, Hank, to rebuild the station.
Not so fast, Jeff. I'm all through.
Are you quitting?
Folks will say you're turning yellow, Hank.
I don't care what they say. I was told there weren't any more Indians in the hills. I was told wrong. One narrow escape is enough. Pay me off, Jeff. I'm finished.
Jeff Harding and Bob Turner shared the living quarters in back of the express office. Early the following morning, Jeff was wakened by Bob calling to him.
Hey, Jeff, wake up.
What's the matter?
There's someone out by the barn. Leaf and cactus, it's a masked man, a redskin. Horse thieves. I'll show them.
Hold your fire.
Not much, you ornery coyote.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. Now to continue. As Bob Turner opened fire, the Lone Ranger and Tonto took shelter behind the barn. The masked man took the note Bert Wilson had written from his pocket, and then picked up a good-sized stone from the ground. He wrapped the note around it.
What you do, Kimasabe?
This is Wilson's note to the manager. I mean to deliver it.
Better you not show yourself.
I'll only do it for a second. Long enough to throw this stone to the window. Well, here goes.
That's plenty dangerous.
We must talk with the manager.
Then not shoot anymore.
Hello there!
Yes?
I've read the note from Bert. I'm sorry we fired on you.
May we come in?
Of course. Open the door for the boss.
When the Lone Ranger had related the facts concerning Johnny's accident and expressed the conviction that Hank Meredith must have been responsible not only for that, but also for the burning of the station, Jeff Harding lost his temper completely.
Why, the ornery hop-toe, the yellow coyote, the dirty sidewinder. What's he been up to?
I'm more interested in what he's up to now. Where can I find him?
He's gone.
Where?
I don't know. I paid him off at sundown. He left town. Oh, do you have any idea where he went, Bob?
Well, no, he didn't say anything to me.
Well, Meredith's actions may not seem to make sense, but I have some information which may cast a light on them. May I speak to you alone?
You don't have to worry about Bob.
This is extremely confidential.
All right, Bob, how about making us some coffee?
Oh, sure. Sure thing.
Bob left the room and closed the door of the kitchen behind him. But he listened closely, trying to hear what the masked man had to say to Jeff. He was unsuccessful and disgusted as he moved away from the door.
I bet he's been sent here to get Orloff. Hank and the Russian must be warned.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto left Mountain City before dawn, their purpose to find Orloff and Meredith. They had no clue as to either man's whereabouts, but the Lone Ranger was convinced they were together and probably hiding somewhere in the tangled hills between Mountain City and the Bar W Ranch. The search continued for several days without any success. It was on the day before Larry Keene was scheduled to leave Riverdale with the first of the Admiralty dispatches that Bob Turner left the Bar W Ranch. He rode steadily into the hills, making sure that no one was following him, until he finally reached a box canyon, the entrance of which was almost completely choked with undergrowth.
Get up! Come on! Get up! Get up!
He forced his way through, and a short distance from the opening, two men jumped to their feet.
Hold it, Baron. It's Bob.
Ho, ho, ho there. Easy.
Why have you come here, Turner? You've got a mistake.
You'll think different when I tell you why I'm here.
What's going wrong?
For one thing, you've been branded a liar.
How?
It's now accepted as a fact that you were the one to blame for Johnny's horse going lame and throwing him.
Well, what's the difference? As long as he's out of the way and you'll be carrying the mail from the Bar W to Mountain City.
It's also been established that you were the one to burn the station.
No one can prove that.
The horses you drove off are found. No Indians anywhere near him.
Oh.
That changes things, doesn't it? If I showed up in Mountain City now and told Jeff I'd been held up by Indians, would he believe me? No. Well, I'm not going to tell any such story.
Who cares what story you tell?
There's something else you should know.
What?
The Lone Ranger's moved into the district.
What?
He's looking for you, Hank.
The Lone Ranger?
You heard of him, Orloff?
Yes, I have.
It wouldn't surprise me if he were looking for you, too. And not only that, I'm not sure he trusts me. It wouldn't surprise me if he and his Indian pal, Tano, rode with me all the way from the ranch to Mountain City. How would you like to hold up that pair?
Not me. I have offered you each $1,000 for those dispatches. I now raise my offer to $2,000. If Bob's riding alone, you'll get him. The Lone Ranger's with him, you can forget the whole deal.
$2,000, Hank.
You heard me.
Look, will you pay $2,000 for an idea, Olaf?
I pay for the papers.
$2,000 if you get them by using my idea?
All right. What is it?
Don't wait until they get to the ranch.
What? Why, you won't have them until then.
No, Larry Keene will be bringing them from Riverdale. Take him away from him.
He knows me.
One shot could stop him from identifying you.
Yeah? Well, what about you? Are you in on it?
I'll have to be waiting at the ranch for Larry to come in. The Lone Ranger may be there. If I'm not, he may get suspicious.
Yes. It is the best way to do it now. Hold up Larry before he gets to the ranch.
And I'm supposed to do that alone?
I shall be with you, Hank. Those dispatches mean a great deal to me. I shall be there with you.
Thank you. It was late the next afternoon, and the light was failing as Larry Keene raced toward Sunset Canyon. Suddenly, two men rode out from a grove of trees at the side of the trail, and Larry went for his gun. Hey.
Larry!
A masked man! Whoa, there! Good thing you shouted, mister. I was going to let you have it.
Bert has told you who we are?
Yeah, sure. Bob Turner said you were up in the hills looking for Hank Meredith. Did you find him?
We found him, but not in the hills. He and a man named Orloff are waiting for you in that canyon ahead.
For me? They're after the mail?
Yes. Tonto and I are going through in your place.
You want me to give you the pouch?
No, Larry. Turn back. Take the trail up to the top of the ridge and follow the ridge to the Bar W Valley. Wait at the ranch for us.
Wait?
Stay there. And don't let the pouch out of your possession.
Bob Turner will be expecting to go on with it.
Don't give it to him.
All right, mister. Get around there. Get up, boy. Get up.
As it grew darker, Bert Wilson grew more and more nervous, pacing the veranda of the ranch house. Johnny sat on the top step, while Bob Turner walked his saddled Mustang back and forth in front of the ranch house.
I'm sure I heard shooting a while back.
Well, I didn't.
Well, Larry's late. There's no getting around it.
Only a few minutes. I'll make up the lost time.
You don't know...
Know what, Bert?
Never mind. I sure wish I knew where the Lone Ranger was.
I told you.
That was days ago. Where is he now?
Well, I don't know where the Lone Ranger is, but here comes Larry.
Where? I don't see him.
Well, you're looking in the wrong direction. He's coming up the valley.
From the south? What kind of route did he take from Riverdale?
I'm wondering about that myself.
Well, as long as he made it. Ready to go, Bob?
Yep.
Ride him, cowboy.
Whoa.
I'll get the pouch.
Not so fast, Bert.
Oh, you're late. Hand it over.
The pouch stays right here until the masked man shows up. Those are his orders.
You've seen the Lone Ranger?
Just as I was heading into Sunset Canyon. Seems he and Tonto spotted an ambush waiting for me in there.
An ambush?
Hank Meredith and somebody called... Was it Orloff?
So Hank and Orloff are working together.
Who's Orloff?
You'll be told all about it when the right time comes. Meanwhile, what the masked man says goes. The pouch stays right here.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Hey, what
you're covered. Drop your pistol belt, Larry. You too, Bert. Hurry up.
So you're another one.
Never mind the talk. Johnny?
Use your eyes. I'm not wearing a gun.
Good enough. These guns go in my saddlebag first. Now we change the pouch from your horse to mine, Larry.
I warn you, Bob, that's United States mail.
Yeah, and there's one envelope that's worth a fortune.
He's gone local.
Don't forget, the Lone Ranger will be on your trail.
Yeah, maybe he will, maybe he won't. Hank and Orloff are both crack shots, and the masked man and Redskin may be in a canyon full of lead. Maybe it'll be Hank and Orloff who try to follow me. But there's one thing I'm sure of. None of you will.
You're not going to kill us.
I'm going to anchor you to the ground. Johnny can't ride with that broken arm. Let's see how you two can manage with a bullet in your leg.
Oh,
easy. Oh. Adios. Get up.
Help! Help! Help us!
Bert's cowhands hadn't come in from the range yet, and only the cook and the wrangler answered Johnny's call for help. But together they managed to get Bert and Larry inside the ranch house. The cook had finished bandaging their wounds when Johnny heard horses outside. He ran out on the veranda. It was the Lone Ranger and Tonto, and with them were Hank Meredith and Orloff, their hands tied behind their backs.
You captured them.
Yes. Did Larry get here with the mail pouch?
He's inside, wounded.
Wounded?
Bob Turner shot him in the leg. Then he shot Bert.
Inside, you two.
Yeah, they're all right now. Cook's bandaged.
Bob's got the mail pouch.
Which way did he go?
I don't know.
North. The last I saw him, he was heading for the pass. He only has a 15-minute start.
Here's Hank's gun, Johnny. Guard the prisoners until we get back.
Right, mister.
Come on, Tonto.
It took the Lone Ranger and Tonto an hour to reach the top of the pass. But then, by the light of the rising moon, they could see the trail for miles ahead, twisting down the steep slope of the ridge.
Oh, sir. Tonto
pointed to a bend in the lower trail.
There, Turner, now.
We'll have to head straight down this slope to cut him off.
Bank, plenty steep.
We'll leave Silver and Scout here. Easy,
Scout. Easy, Scout. Easy, fella.
Better take your Larry.
Slipping and sliding and digging in every now and then to keep from plunging headfirst down the steep ridge, the Lone Ranger and Tonto made the descent to the lower trail. But the small rocks they dislodged, rolling down the slope ahead of them, warned Turner of their approach, and he went for his gun. He fired. The Lone Ranger's gun answered. Turner began to slip from the saddle, perilously close to the edge of the trail. Now the Lone Ranger was close enough to use his lariat, however. The noose whipped out and settled over Turner. Turner was pulled from the saddle and away from the brink of the precipice. A moment later, the Lone Ranger kneeled beside the still form of the outlaw, while Tonto roped the tired Mustang, who had stopped only a short way down the trail. By the time Tonto led him back, Turner's eyes were open.
You got me, mister.
You live, Turner. You live to go to jail.
Later that evening, Turner joined the casualties in the Bar W Ranch House, and the Lone Ranger and Tonto set out for Mountain City carrying the precious mail pouch.
There they go, splitting the wind.
Good riddance.
They'll be back, Hank. They'll be taking you and Orloff and Turner to Fort Lincoln. You'll find out what it means to try and stop the mail from going through.
Yes, it's going through. But they say next year they're going to build a telegraph all across the country. That'll mean the end of the Pony Express.
It could be. Still, there's one of our riders who'll always be remembered.
You, Larry?
Oh, not me. I'm talking about the man who's carrying the mail right now. The Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Enterprises, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.